You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Kia ora, yo. I was just saying off air to Johanna that I completely forgot. I promised I would re-edit that sting for her, so I was just doing a frantic last minute job on it there. Hello, how are you?
Rachel, I'm really good. Do you know what? When I used to do stage direction a few years ago, I would scream every time I heard that sting. And you know what? Nothing's changed.
Bring it back, I say. Bring it back.
Hey, pandemic's calm, you know, anyway.
Exactly.
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We've had kind of a chaotic morning where for some reason the lights in the studio are stuck on red, which has just set the tone of the day, I feel.
I've been on danger alert since 7 o'clock in the morning.
My God, what on earth?
But you know, that's what, week 14 in lockdown, we're doing fine. Doing all good.
Yeah, I deludedly thought that it was day 100 yesterday, and I was mincing around so dramatic. I was like, guys, it's 100 days in lockdown. And then my flatmate was like, it's actually 90. And I was like, fuck.
It's still a lot. It's still a lot.
Oh my God, absolutely. It is still a lot.
Hey, what's happening in the world of theatre? Obviously, lockdowns are not convenient for that particular medium, but is there anything interesting going on?
Yeah, so there's been a couple of things that have happened in the last week, which I think are of note. So the spin-off released an article about kind of the state of theatre at the moment, and Sam Brooks wrote it, and he himself is a fabulous writer and theatre maker and also a writer for the spin-off. And the article is fantastic, but it focuses mostly on Auckland Theatre Company, on Silo, on the Philharmonica, and how the institutions and the companies are affected, which I think is a really important conversation. But I saw this tweet from Kate Pryor, and I just was like, absolutely pop off Kate Pryor. She used to do the theatre segment ages ago.
Yes.
Years ago, before me?
Yeah.
And she says, no more quotes from people on salaries about how much they care about the community. Please, I beg of you. Mid-career artists are just leaving and probs don't return. There is going to be no community to care about. More honest quotes, please. I'm done with these ones. Mm. And that really struck a chord because I think we talked about last week how it was tricky and that their CNZ subsidy, that the emergency relief grant that they did last year, they haven't brought back this year.
Yeah.
But so me and Alice Canton, who normally does the slot, and our gorgeous friend Sam Sneddon, for the last maybe 6 weeks, we've kind of been rabbiting away, and we put together a survey of the independent artists because we realised that their voice was missing from the conversation around stability, around financial aid, and we also wanted to know where the independent community was at, because I saw I don't know if this is not an accurate this is not an accurate statistic, but the independent. But like a rough statistic, I guess, it's like independents make up 90% of the art sector.
Wow, okay. That sounds about right, to be honest.
That checks out. And that includes, that's not just theatre, that's also musicians, that's also like visual artists, like painters and sculptors.
Yep.
And the list does go on, like however you express your independent art form. And so we, a few weeks ago, put together a survey to kind of capture the data, because we realised that getting angry on Instagram is one thing, but unless we wanted to, we needed to have some hard data and some hard facts if we wanted to go forward with any means of proper change. And we've just had the results from those.
Oh, wow,
Yeah, well, we're just starting to put them together this week, so we're going to release them hopefully by the end of the week, maybe towards the beginning of next week.
That's exciting.
And it is really exciting, but let me tell you, it's so harrowing, like going through all of the responses. We had over 500 responses, which was amazing considering it's the three of us working from our little beds in lockdown. And Sam's put together an incredible breakdown, and Alice is just And so we've kind of started, we've kind of just started this, like, this guerrilla team between the three of us. But I just wanted to share three insights from it with you guys this morning.
Ahead, and
obviously I'll send you the entire breakdown of all of the stuff. So 73% of respondents had paid work totally cancelled. 79% of respondents who received the emergency relief grant in 2020 from CNZ said it was important to their financial stability, and that grant has not been made available in 2021, despite lockdown in Tamaki being significantly longer. As you did it. 91 days, 91 full days. And one that really shocked me was only 3% of people that did the survey have more than enough work to get by. I know, it's just like, I know that we're on the radio and you want to keep it light, but I was just like, what the hell is going on?
I totally think, I mean, I've seen you and Alice and Sam online talking about this survey that you're doing. Firstly, I just wanted to say thank you for doing that, because I know a lot of friends, a lot of people in the community who found just having something where they could share those thoughts and those concerns and that reality that they're living through at the moment really useful. And it does beg the question, you know, you guys rule as a little guerrilla team, but, you know, as we've talked about, where are some of these bigger, more financed institutions who possibly had a little bit more financial support to put out a survey like this? That's a question maybe we can come back to another time, but I think what you guys are doing is really awesome, and in a depressing way not surprising, because we've, you know, talked about it in lots of different facets, how the lockdowns just exacerbated problems that already exist for the precarity in the arts. And this seems like, you know, quite acute at this point, Johanna.
Yeah, it's definitely, acute is a really good word to describe it. It's acute financial and emotional hardship. I think that was the other thing that we, looking at all of the data, and I also want to say that I barely passed fifth form math, and here I am talking about qualitative and quantitative data. But you never know, the rocky road life takes you on.
Yes.
But looking at the qualitative data, which is where people could share their thoughts, wasn't just like, putting numbers in a box.
Yeah.
People's responses were so heartfelt. And I also want to thank everybody that did the survey, because we wouldn't be able to if we had over 500 responses, that's amazing. Like, that's enough to kind of make people start to listen to where our community is at, which is kind of in crisis, I would say, from this.
Yeah.
And I know that there has been advocacy going on behind the scenes from those organisations, and some of them have been, like, truly amazing and going for it, but it's not like a big fuck you to the organisations. It's just going, hey, you're doing this work, that's great, but what's missing, we think, is a really strongly... a big, strong statement of where the independent community is at.
Totally.
So that's why we did it.
And as you say, the independent community is the majority of arts practitioners in New Zealand. And this is something that, you know, I mean, at BFM we see it a lot, because a lot of our music makers, a lot of our DJs, people are working in this space all the time. And we're all working in an environment that requires bodies in a room to really be at its truest form. So when we're living through an era where that's just not possible, and no one wants to be putting each other in an unsafe or unhealthy environment, how do we support each other through this? And that's an ongoing question, which I can't believe we're still kind of having to talk about, you know, nearly 2 years deep on this whole COVID situation. So thanks for doing all this mahi, Johanna. I'll be really interested to see what comes out of when you've got all your survey quantified. What are you going to be doing with this data? Where are you sort of going to put it?
We're going to share it first with the people that contributed, so they can see. Obviously, all responses remain anonymous, just so for people's privacy and stuff. But we do plan on sharing the facts and the figures with the general public. Really, it's quite soon after we've shared it with the participants in the survey.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it.
And, I know. Our hope is that it opens up some conversations around, we've also got some pretty clear ideas around where support could be targeted and and what things need to shift in order to make those things happen.
Well, it is some pretty impressive work that you have been doing. So thank you for stepping up and taking on that huge role. So we appreciate it, Johanna. And we always appreciate having you on the show as well. It's a pleasure.
I know. It's always lovely to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.
We will see you soon, Johanna. Take care.
See you soon, mate. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Woohoo! Thank you, Johanna. Doing some awesome mahi for the community there. We'll keep you posted with all of the details about that survey as well, and make sure that you can read the results too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.